The Trump administration's decision to lower the cap on refugees admitted into the U.S. is calling into question the future of refugee resettlement in Bowling Green. The administration announced Monday it's reducing the refugee cap to a record low of 30,000. As Becca Schimmel of member station WKYU reports, the International Center of Bowling Green was planning to resettle about 400 refugees this year, but now it may not be able to bring in even half of that.
The Bowling Green-based agency is a volunteer group that relies on federal funds to resettle refugees. With less refugees coming to Bowling Green, the International Center will have to cut back on staff and resources. Albert Banfu is the executive director of the center. He says his group resettles refugees through the voluntary agency, the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants, one of the 9 voluntary agencies that has a contract with the State Department to conduct refugee resettlement. But the State Department has indicated it may not retain its contracts with all of those volunteer agencies.
If they are not, then probably we will just have to take care of the ones that we got brought in this year, and that will be the end of refugee resettlement in Bowling Green.
Banfu says it's unclear which agencies will keep their contracts or how many refugees the Bowling Green-based center will be able to resettle. The International Center is one of 2 such agencies in the state. Bowling Green is also home to the first 4-year refugee and immigrant high school in Kentucky. I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green.